Is it doing?
Mr. Chair, just a quick additional comment. Trainers, is it appropriate for new commissioners to attend a training session for the experience of it all? And I think the answer is yes, but I would encourage consideration of that as you can do it virtually, am I right? And just to coordinate with you on how that can be done.
Right. Thank you, Commissioner Fiskin, for that. As we fill the commission positions, I believe that there is an orientation that takes place through the governor's office, but we will expand on that as we have a commission members. And yes, there will be a training that we will be offering, kind of an expansion on what you've already heard then through the governor's office.
Thank you.
It'll also cover SEI filing as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, for speaking of SEI filings, all commissioners, nobody will ever fail to file their SEI because our great OGEC staff will make sure we all have filings if we file. If we won't be fouling it up because our staff will make sure we don't.
Yeah, you don't want to come in late.
You don't want to have to come in and get subpoenaed. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiskin. I think at this time we want to go into the executive director performance review. I think that seems like that would flow the best, and then we come right back out of doing that and then into the executive director's report and then the election of chair and vice chair for 2022. If everybody's comfortable with.
Okay, if you guys want to grab your lunch while you're
Mr. Chair, don't forget to read the executive session preamble again.
I just want to make sure everybody's on board with that move. If so, I'll gavel us into executive session to conduct the annual executive director performance review pursuant to ORS 192.060 subsection 2 subsection 9.